Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
In this demonstration, I thought it'd be a nice time to take you through some of the navigation options as a bit of a reminder in VoiceOver on your Mac. So before I get started, let me say that my Mac Air is turned on. In this case, VoiceOver is running. And as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by doing Shift-VOD, remembering that the Control and Option keys are referred to as the VO keys. So Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D for my desktop. So I'll do that now.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, and then of course, with the general navigation options that you have in VoiceOver by default, of course you have the Control Option keys or VO keys and left, right, up and down. You have your perform action or activate an item command with VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar on an item. And you have your interact command, which is Shift VO Den Arrow or Shift Control Option Den Arrow to interact. And of course, to uninteract, you've got Shift VO Up Arrow or Shift Control Option Up Arrow. So they're sort of, I guess, to be considered as the general navigation commands for VoiceOver to get yourself around the system. And then, of course, you've got the main options to get to your menu bar with VOM or Control Option M for menu bar, VO or Control Option D for dock, and of course, Shift Control Option D or Shift VOD for your desktop. So they're sort of your main navigation commands. Now, what you can do with VoiceOver on the Mac, you can actually lock your VO keys with VO or Control Option semicolon. So I'll do that now.
Control Option lock on.
Okay, so I've locked the keys. Now, that basically means that when I'm navigating, I actually don't have to hold down the Control and Option keys. I can just use the rest of the keys that make up the command. So if I just press right arrow by itself now.
Dropbox. Selected alias.
Okay, press left arrow to go to the previous item.
Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Okay, I want to open up my Macintosh HD. I can just press the spacebar.
Open Finder item. Now in Macintosh HD window. List view table.
And if I want to interact with that table, I can just press Shift down arrow.
Interact with list view table. Row 1 of 24. Name applications. Column 1, row 1. Select.
Okay, and then of course I can just press down arrow.
Library, collapsed.
Up arrow.
Applications, collapsed.
Right arrow.
Date modified, yesterday 7/25. Okay, name, applications, column 1, row 1.
Okay, and then of course I can just press shift up arrow to uninteract.
Stop interacting with list view table, 5 cells selected.
If I want to get to the menu bar, I can just press M for menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
Okay, and then of course I could press right arrow.
Finder, file,
etc. Press left.
Finder. Apple.
M again to get to my status menu.
Remote desktop menu one item.
M again.
Spotlight edit text.
Spotlight and M again.
Menu bar Apple.
Back to the main menu bar. I can just press escape.
Closing menu. List view table. 5 cells selected.
If I want to get to my dock, I can just press D for dock.
Dock. Safari 3 of 27.
And if I want to get back to my desktop, I can just press Shift D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, all done by not having to hold down the Control and Option keys. So if you like doing that sort of thing, it is possible. Just remember that you've got to turn off those keys when you want to start using either a combination of one of those keys or typing, etc. Otherwise, you'll be doing VoiceOver commands. And of course, to turn it off or toggle it off, it's VO or Control Option semicolon to turn it off.
Control Option lock off.
Okay, so a very underutilized command, but I still use it on occasion just to make life a bit easier when I'm actually navigating the Mac rather than actually typing on the Mac. Okay, so that's number one, if you like. Number two, of course, is QuickNav. And for those that haven't used QuickNav, you basically turn it on by pressing your left and right arrow keys together. So I'll do that now, left and right arrow.
QuickNav on.
And, of course, now I can just press right arrow.
Dropbox. Selected alias.
To the next item. Press left arrow.
Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Item. If I want to activate an item, I can just press up and down together.
Open now in Macintosh HD window. List view table. 5 cells selected.
Okay, and now if I want to interact with that table, I can press down and right arrow.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 24, selected. Library, collapse, system, collapsed. Library, collapsed. Applications, collapsed.
And of course, right arrow.
Date modified, yesterday set. Name, applications, column 1, row 1.
Okay, and then again, if I want to uninteract, I can press down and left arrow this time.
Stop interacting with list view table, 5 cells selected.
But where QuickNav really comes in handy is on the internet, i.e. in Safari, when you want to use what's called the rotor to navigate different items on web pages. So let me just jump quickly to Safari.
Safari, home, Vision Australia website window.
Okay, so I've got the Vision Australia website on the screen. And I've still got QuickNav running. So I'm going to press up and right. That cycles around the rotor.
Text fields.
Okay, text fields.
Lines.
Lines.
Lists.
Lists. If I go backwards with up and left.
Lines. Text fields. Buttons. Tables. Links. Form controls. Headings.
Okay, let's say, for example, I want to go through headings on this page. I can just press my down arrow.
Heading level 1. Welcome to Vision Australia.
Down again.
Heading level 2. Vision Australia's Christmas Appeal 2011. Heading level 2. Vision Australia Kickstart 2012.
Okay, and so on. If I wanted to navigate by links, I could just do up and right.
Form controls. Links.
Get to links. Press down arrow.
Kickstart 2012. Link. Seeing Eye Dogs Australia Christmas 2011 Appeal. Link.
Okay, up arrow.
Kickstart 2012. Link. Link.
And so on. So that's where the QuickNav really comes in handy. And, of course, I like using QuickNav for the interact command because you don't have to do Shift VO or Shift Control Option down arrow. You can just press down and right to interact and down and left to stop interacting. Very, very nice. Okay, so for the moment, let me turn QuickNav off just by doing left and right. It's a toggle, turn it off.
QuickNav off.
And just to be tidy, let's just go back to the desktop with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, so that's number 2. So we've done so far, and I'm not counting the just the normal control option navigation commands. So number 1 was the VO lock, control option lock, with VO semicolon or control option semicolon. Second was quick nav with left and right toggle on and off. And the third one, of course, is your trackpad commander. And if you've got a desktop computer, you can still use track commander with the magic trackpad. So on my Mac Air at the moment, of course, I've got my trackpad on the front of the machine. So I'm going to hold down the control and option keys and do a two-finger rotate on the trackpad to turn the trackpad commander on for VoiceOver.
Trackpad commander on.
Okay, so I've got trackpad commander on. Now if I did one finger flick to the right.
Dropbox. Selected alias.
Move to the next item. One finger flick to the left.
Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
And if I want to open up an item, I can do one finger double tap.
Open now in Macintosh HD window. List view table. 5 cells selected.
If I want to interact with that table, I do a two-finger scrub to the right.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 24.
Okay, and let me do one-finger flick down.
Library, collapsed.
One-finger flick down.
System, collapsed. User guides and information.
Okay, one-finger flick up.
System, collapsed. Library, collapsed. Applications, collapsed.
One-finger flick to the right.
Date modified. Yesterday, size, 3.58 GB. Date modified. Yesterday, name, applications, column.
And a two-finger scrub to the left.
Stop interacting with list view table.
To stop interacting with that table. And now if I want to get to the menu bar using the trackpad, I do a two-finger double tap at the top of the trackpad.
Menu bar, Apple.
Okay, and of course one finger flick to the right.
Finder, file, edit.
One finger flick to the left.
File, finder, Apple.
Okay, one finger flick down to pull it down.
Apple, menu, about this Mac.
Okay, and if I want to escape from that menu, two-finger scrub side to side.
Closing menu.
Okay, if I want to get to my dock, two-finger double tap at the bottom of the trackpad.
Dock. Safari, 3 of 27.
And there's the dock. So that's the trackpad commander to navigate around with VoiceOver. And as with the QuickNav, again, the Trackpad Commander really shines when you're navigating the internet with Safari. So again, let me jump over to Safari.
Safari, Home, Vision Australia.
Okay, let me just jump to the top of this screen.
Vision Australia, Blindness and Low Vision Services.
And for those that would like to know, I just did that with Shift VO Home, or Shift Control Option Home. And of course, on my Mac Air keyboard, I was really doing Shift Function Control Option Left Arrow, as the function key, of course, turns the left arrow into your home button. Okay, so let's come back to my trackpad. Let's do a two-finger rotate to go through the rotor in this case. Remember on QuickNav, it was up and right or up and left to go through the rotor. On the trackpad, it's actually a two-finger rotate clockwise or counterclockwise to go through the rotor. So I'll do that now.
Tables.
Tables.
Text fields.
Text fields.
Lists.
Lists.
Radio groups.
Okay, and so on. So let's do a two-finger rotate to the left.
Static text. Lists. Lines. Text fields. Buttons. Tables. Links. Form controls. Headings.
And let's do one-finger flick down to move down by heading.
Heading level 1, Welcome to Vision Australia. Heading level 2, Vision Australia's Christmas Appeal. Heading level 2, Vision Australia Kickstart 201.
Okay, and then let's say I want to now move by link. I can do a two-finger rotate.
Form controls. Links.
Okay, to links. One-finger flick down.
Vision Australia's Christmas Appeal to Kickstart 201. Seeing Eye Dogs Australia Christmas. Blind Courage.
Okay, etc. One-finger flick up.
Seeing Eye Dog. Kickstart 2012. Link.
Okay, and so on. And of course, the trackpad is really, really nice for navigating, as it is on the iOS devices such as the iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. And again, remember that if you don't have a MacBook with a multi-touch trackpad, you can use the Magic Trackpad with the Mac Mini, iMac, etc. Okay, so let me go back to the desktop again with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh H.
And I'm just going to turn the VoiceOver command off for the moment with VO or Control Option 2-finger rotate counterclockwise.
Trackpad Commander off.
So again, just in summary, we've done the VoiceOver Quick Lock, VO semicolon or Control Option semicolon, Quick Nav, which is the left and right arrow keys to activate it, toggle it on or off. We've done the Trackpad Commander, which is the VO 2-finger rotate clockwise to turn it on, or Control Option two-finger rotate clockwise, and counterclockwise with the control and option or the VO keys held down to turn it off. So the fourth one I want to show you, and this is on a Apple keyboard that does have the numeric keypad, is the numpad commander. So I've actually got my QWERTY keyboard, in this case my USB one, plugged into my Mac Air. I'm actually going to turn the numpad commander on with VO clear or control option clear. And the clear key, if you come over to the numeric keypad on the right-hand side of your Apple keyboard, you've got four keys on the top row. Below that, you've got another... So if you come over to the numpad on your Apple keyboard on the right-hand side, the top, you've got four function keys. If you come down to row two, the left-hand-most key is your clear key. So I'll do that now. VO clear or control option clear.
Numpad commander on.
Okay, so my numpad commander is now on. So if I now press number 6, I can move to the next item on my desktop.
Dropbox. Selected alias.
If I press number 4, I can move to the previous item.
Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
If I press 5, I can select the current item.
Open now in Macintosh HD window. List view table. 5 cells selected.
And if I want to interact, I can press number 9, which will interact with the current item, in this case, my list view.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 24, selected. Name, application.
Now remember, the numeric keypad is upside down to your normal telephone keypad. So below that row that contains the clear key, so I'm on the third row now, it's actually 7, 8, 9. Down a row, going from the left again, 4, 5, 6. Down a row again, on the left. 1, 2, 3, down a row again, bottom left-hand side is 0. Okay, so it's upside down to your normal keypad that you'd have on your telephone keypad. So in other words, it's like a calculator keypad. Okay, so I did number 9 to interact. I press down arrow, number 2.
Library, collapsed. System, collapsed.
Okay, press number 8, wrap error.
Library, collapsed. Applications, collapsed.
Press number 6 to go right.
Date modified, yesterday
press
7, 25. Name, applications, column 1, row 1, collapsed.
And then to uninteract, I press number 7.
Stop interacting with list view table, 5 cells selected.
And if you think about it, it sort of makes sense the way they're positioned because you've got 7 to stop interacting. Skip over 8, and you've got 9 to start interacting. So layout-wise, it actually makes sense spatially. If I want to get to my menu bar, it's the key to the right of the clear key. So I press that now, which is equals.
Menu bar, Apple.
I press it again.
Remote desktop, menu 1 item.
Press it again.
Spotlight, edit text, menu
again.
Bar, Apple.
Okay, and then if I press the star key, which is the right-hand side key on the row containing your clear key,
desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
It goes to my desktop. Now, the really other cool thing about the numeric keypad or the numpad commander is the fact that it works in conjunction with other modifier keys, including the zero key at the bottom left-hand side of the numpad itself, plus your command key, option, control, and shift keys. So, in effect, you've got multi-layers of commands that you can use to navigate with VoiceOver using the numeric keypad. So for example, let me show you how to navigate by header and links using the numeric keypad. So I'm going to bring up Safari.
Safari, Home, Vision Australia.
And let's just make sure at the top of the page with Shift VO Home.
Vision Australia, Blindness and Low Vision Services.
So in this case, I'm going to hold down my zero key and press 5 to move forward by heading.
Heading level 1, welcome to Vision Australia. Heading level 2, Vision Australia's Christmas Appeal 2011. Heading level 2, Vision Australia Kickstart 2012.
Okay, and then of course if I wanted to move by link forward, I could press 0 plus 2, which is right below the 5 because I'm moving forward.
Kickstart 2012, link. Seeing Eye Dogs Australia Christmas 2011. Blind Courage.
Okay, if I want to move back link by link, it's 0 plus 1.
Seeing Eye Dogs Australia Christmas 201. Kickstart 2012.
I'm going to move back by header. It's 0 plus 4.
Heading level 2. Heading level 2. Vision Australia's crypt.
Okay, and so on. So again, think of it as a bit of a grid. So 4 and 5. 4 is previous. 5 is next header. 1 is previous link. 2 is next link. In a nice block. So for the moment, let me turn off the numpad commander with VO clear or control option clear.
Numpad commander off.
And let's go to the desktop by just doing shift VOD or shift control option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, so that's again the VO control option lock, quick nav, trackpad commander, and then the numpad commander. Now, the final one that I want to remind people about, and I actually use this one all the time, of course, is your keyboard commander. So to turn your keyboard commander on, it's Shift-V-O-K or Shift-Control-Option-K.
Keyboard commander on.
By default, you can use your right option key to do things like ask what the time is with right option T.
January 24th, 4:45 p.m.
Okay, launch Safari with right option S.
Safari, Home, Vision Australia website window.
And by the way, that's how I was able to actually get into Safari so quick using my keyboard. I was actually using right option S to launch Safari. And of course, you can do right option M for mail.
Mail, inbox, Gmail, for.
Okay, and so on. And I've also added quite a lot of shortcuts for myself, such as right option I for iTunes.
iTunes, iTunes, window, iTunes activity, sources, table, row 2 of 27.
Okay, and let's say another one would be right option E for text edit.
Text edit, App Store iOS voiceover friendly apps.rtf window.
Okay, and maybe a final one, why not? Right option A for App Store.
App Store, App Store, window.
And of course, these are all ones that I added beyond the standard mail, time, and Safari by using the keyboard commander that you can get to by VoiceOver utility commanders and then keyboard commander. Now, with all these different sorts of navigation elements going on, you can actually remind yourself what the commands are for. Let me just first of all come back to our desktop just to be nice and clear and safe.
Desktop, Macintosh HD.
Okay, so I'm going to turn keyboard help on by just doing VOK or Control Option K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
So Control Option or VO semicolon.
Option, Control, semicolon. Toggle Control Option lock on or off. Locks the VO keys.
So let me just press escape to have keyboard help.
Escape, stopping keyboard.
If you want to explore the commands for Quick Nav, let's turn Quick Nav on with right and left arrow.
Quick Nav on.
VOK or Control Option K.
Starting keyboard help.
Okay, and then we can press up and down together.
Down and up. Perform action for item. Performs the default action on the item in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, down and right.
Right and down. Start interacting with item. Further inspection inside the item.
Okay,
allows
left.
Keyboard control. Left and down. Stop interacting with item. Stops interacting with.
Okay, etc. So press escape.
Escape. Stopping keyboard.
I'm just going to turn the keyboard commander off because we had it on before.
Keyboard commander off.
Okay, turn on again with shift VOK or shift control option K.
Keyboard commander on.
Okay, now go back into keyboard help. VOK or control option K.
Starting keyboard help.
Okay, and if I do right option E, for example.
Op E, open application. Opens the following application. Applications text edit.app.
Okay, right option I.
Option I, open application. Opens the following application. Applications iTunes.app.
Right option A.
Option A, open application. Opens the following application. Applications App Store.app.
Okay, right option T.
Option T, run AppleScript script. Runs the following script. Library scripts voiceover time of day.applescript.
Okay, right option M.
Option M, open application. Opens the following application. Applications mail.app.
And right option S.
Option S, open application. Opens the following application. Applications safari.app.
And of course you could explore other right option keyboard commands just in case you've forgotten other ones that you've also done. And again, you could always check that via VoiceOver utility. So let me press escape.
Escape, stopping keyboard help.
Let's turn VoiceOver trackpad command on with VO two-finger rotate clockwise or control option two-finger rotate clockwise.
Trackpad commander on.
And then VOK for keyboard help or control option K.
Starting keyboard help.
One finger flick to the right.
Flick right, move right, moves the voiceover cursor right.
One finger flick to the left.
Flick left, moves the voiceover cursor left.
One finger flick up.
Flick up, moves the voiceover cursor up.
One finger flick down.
Flick down, moves the voiceover cursor down.
Two finger double tap. On top of the trackpad.
Two finger double tap top, go to menu bar. Moves voiceover cursor to the menu bar.
Two finger double tap bottom.
Two finger double tap bottom. Go to dock. Moves voiceover cursor to the dock.
Two finger rotate clockwise.
Rotate clockwise. Next rotor item. Switches to the next rotor item.
Two finger rotate counterclockwise.
Rotate counterclockwise. Previous rotor item. Switches to the previous rotor item.
Okay. Two finger scrub to the right.
Two finger flick right. Start interacting with item. Further inspection inside the item. Allows keyboard control.
Two finger flick to the left.
Two finger flick left. Stop interacting with item. Stops interacting with item. Focus voiceover cursor up.
Two finger scrub backwards and forwards.
Two finger scrub. Escape. Exits the current mode.
Okay, and so on. So let me press escape to come out of keyboard help.
Escape. Stopping keyboard help.
Let me turn the numpad commander back on with VO clear or control option clear.
Numpad commander on.
And let's go into keyboard help with control option K or VOK.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands.
So press 8.
8. Move up. Moves the voiceover cursor up.
2.
2. Move down. Moves the voiceover cursor down.
4.
4. Move left. Moves the voiceover cursor left.
6.
6. Move right. Moves the voiceover cursor right.
7.
7. Stop interacting with item. Stops interacting with item.
9.
Focus voice. 9. Start interacting with item. Further inspection inside the item. Allows keyboard control.
Equals.
Equals. Go to menu bar. Moves voiceover cursor to star. Go to desktop. Moves voiceover cursor.
And of course, 0, holding it down, plus 4.
0, 4. Find previous heading. Navigates to the previous heading. 5. Find next heading. Navigates to the next heading, regardless of heading level.
0, 1.
Find previous link. Find the previous link.
0, 2. 2.
Find next link. Find the next link.
Etc. Now, I'm just going to show you something because I've just discovered this when I was doing the recording and I should have remembered it. If I press the clear key now that numpad command is turned on.
Clear.
It just says clear. However, if I come out of keyboard help by pressing escape.
Escape. Stopping keyboard help.
And I now press the clear key.
Dock. address book 8 of 20.
That's the command that takes us to the dock. However, when you're in keyboard help or you just press it, it actually doesn't tell you that. So that's the command, how to get to the dock using the numeric keeper or the numpad commander. Once you've already turned the numpad commander on with VO clear or control option clear, just press the clear key again.
Dock.
And you go to the dock. So there you go. I've learnt something today. So that concludes this demonstration of some of the extra navigation features that you've got in VoiceOver as a bit of a reminder. Remembering that we went through the VO lock command, the quick nav command, the trackpad commander, the numpad commander, the keyboard commander, and again, you can remind yourself that we just did then, what all the commands and how they activate by using VoiceOver keyboard help, of course, with VOK or Control Option K. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.